Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Kirk Gerard, whose departmental duties have been significantly cut back due to the split up of planning from economic development, will be heading to Silicon Valley for a position with Santa Clara County. Gerard notified staff this afternoon by email that his final day will be June 8th and that his next step would be to notify the Board of Supervisors. In March, the supervisors voted to create a new Department of Planning and Building, and they have been searching for a new department head, and now that search will include the need for two new department heads. The Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization announced that it has endorsed Supervisor Mark Lovelace in his re-election bid for the 3rd District seat. Union President Detective Steve Quinnell said in a statement that Lovelace understands our members are also moms and dads, husbands and wives who want Humboldt County to continue to be a safe place to live, work, and raise a family. Lovelace is being challenged by Karen Brooks and is one of two incumbents facing re-election challenges in June. Caltrans has issued a statement in response to the lawsuits filed against the Willits Bypass Project to build a four-lane highway around the city to ease traffic flow. Phil Frisby of District 1 said in a statement that the recent lawsuits will not put the project on hold and that bidding is expected to begin on May 14th with a pre-bid meeting scheduled for the 13th. The statement went on to say that a two-lane bypass would not be enough to meet traffic needs and that sufficient environmental studies have shown that mitigation measures will improve the wetlands and fisheries impacted by construction. The $210 million project will ease traffic congestion in Willits and allow travelers to avoid driving through town during trips up and down the 101 corridor from the North Coast to the Bay Area. Firefighters from Arcata Fire, Blue Lake, West Haven, and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a blaze at the Parkview Apartments in Howland Drive in Arcata on Saturday morning. An investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing, but the blaze caused severe damage to several apartments and left 8 residents without a place to stay. The Red Cross was on hand to assist those who had lost possessions during the fire, and they will also get vouchers for 3 nights at a local hotel. It took firefighters more than 2 hours to bring the blaze under control, and it's unclear if criminal activity is the cause of the blaze. And sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old Floyd Bowens on Saturday night after responding to Redwood Memorial Hospital on a report of a stabbing victim seeking treatment. Deputies reported that Bowen and his 22-year-old son had been in some kind of altercation when Bowen stabbed his son with a broken beer bottle, causing a deep stab wound to the chest and another wound to the arm. Deputies also learned that Bowen was at the hospital at the same time seeking treatment for scratches to his face, and after he was treated, he was arrested and booked into county jail on assault with a deadly weapon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the state forced local cities to shut down their respective redevelopment agencies and turn over any assets to help state lawmakers close a multi-billion dollar budget gap, the cities were left scrambling. The city of Arcata voted to form a successor agency to its defunct redevelopment agency, and that committee will meet for the first time on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. in council chambers. The committee will elect a chair and vice chair, adopt its bylaws, a conflict of interest code, and administer an oath. The agenda includes items to adopt an obligation payment schedule and receive a report for the transfer of housing responsibilities to the City of Arcata. The College of the Redwoods Automotive Technology and Business Training Center will hold another smog technician certification program, and part of the funding comes from the Headwaters Fund. The class, which is pricey at $799, trains local mechanics in a new clean air course that meets state regulations, and it allows local automotive shop owners to save a lot of money by training their mechanics locally instead of sending them out of the area for the same training. The class will be held from the 14th through the 19th, and for more information, contact CR's Business Training Center. And a Eureka police officer arrested a Berkeley resident following a traffic stop on Friday afternoon. The officer pulled over a van being driven by 23-year-old Joshua Mellinger, and observed signs that Mellinger may be under the influence, and Mellinger was taken into custody. A search of his vehicle turned up nearly $40,000 in cash, a concealed weapon, and evidence pointing to drug sales activity. Mellinger was booked into county jail on DUI and the weapons charge, but was bailed out later that day. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.